Sunshine and 75.
Yes, and we are enjoying our day this morning. We are on location in Oberlin as we celebrate Oberlin. It's presented by Vandemark Jewelers here on WEOL, and we are at the Oberlin Heritage Center, specifically the Monroe House, in the parlor. That's what we learned last hour. Mm-hmm. This is the place where if you had the house, you'd get this one in, shined up, ready to go. Someone comes in your house. Don't let them look at anything else in the house. Get them into the parlor, and that's where you have them wait.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
And then you go find the other person, and the other one goes, get rid of that guy. We don't need to talk to him, whatever. But they're in the parlor. So inviting into the parlor this morning, we have with us Kathy Partlow Strauss from the Oberlin Conservatory and also Louise Zeitlin. Thank you, ladies, for coming in this morning.
It's great to see you out.
Yeah, we're glad to be out here as well. It's nice to come by Tappan Square this morning with the sun shining and everybody getting ready. Now, Oberlin, the college itself, on the summer break at this point like there, but I know with the conservatory and a lot of times there's students who studying music, or this is an opportunity for different people to come through. What things do you have that are going on for the public to see at this point?
It's been a really busy summer in summer programs in the conservatory. We have music students that come from all over the country, all over the world, and we're about to welcome the Cooper International Competition for Violin. We've been on hiatus for 2 years, and so we've missed 2 years of competition, and we have 18 violinists coming from five countries, I think nine states. A remarkable bunch of kids who are going to be performing from August 15th through 19th in Warner Concert Hall. Everything's free and open to the public, so if you have aspiring musicians out there to see students that are close to their ages, this is a fantastic opportunity to see brilliant performances. It's jaw-dropping. And then on Friday night, the 19th, our finals are with the Canton Symphony, so we're going to have the Canton Symphony here in our hall under the direction of Maestro Gerhard Zimmerman, and they'll accompany our three finalists from 7:30 to 10 p.m. that evening, also free. That night we get to give away $40,000 of cash prizes and tuition scholarships and a little bit of concert management, and it's a really fun time in the conservatory.
Well, you mentioned how you've sort of been on hiatus on a lot of these different things like that. It must have been sort of eerie to have such quietness in those halls during that time.
It was surreal. I mean, this is a place of cultivated noise, and not to have that cultivated noise was really it was unsettling. We had to do my office in the communications office. We basically turned into like a video production office because our students still had to perform to earn their degrees, and so we video recorded them, delivered them on YouTube live stream.
Sort of, but it takes a technology, and sometimes you reach other people that you otherwise wouldn't reach in a concert setting, though.
Yeah, we had to be really inventive, and it was nice to have that connection point and to see people engage with us and then comment about it, like on social media, and really see an Oberlin that we didn't even know existed.
Wow. Well, it just shows that the resilience of people and musicians, they just want to perform any way that they can.
Yeah, that's for sure. And especially for the guests that we're so used to having here in Oberlin, to not have that regular parade of these folks, whether they're teaching or performing in Finney Chapel, that was also really hard, I think, for the community. You know, it was just, there was no way for them to come into our spaces and just really be transported to another place. It's a good place to be when you need to put some other things away in your head.
With a competition like the one we're talking about here, has there been any thought to streaming it? Or maybe you do, I don't know.
Yes, we do stream. I'm sorry, I should have mentioned that. So yeah, oberlin.edu/Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R. And you can see all of the proceedings. 5 days of performances. They'll run generally in the afternoon, 2:30 to 5, and then the evening, 7:30 to 9:30, and that happens Monday and Tuesday for round one, where all 18 violinists will play 30-minute recitals. And then we do the cuts, the painful cuts. We get down to six. That's Wednesday, and again, 2:30 to 5:15, 7:30 to 10:15. There will be three violinists playing 45-minute recitals in each afternoon and evening session. And then we cut again to the three finalists that you'll hear on Friday night. And then there's also an honors recital for the folks that don't move on but have had a beautiful piece that, you know, the jury has selected for an honors recital, and that's also going to be live streamed at 7:30 on Thursday evening.
Wow. We are this morning in Oberlin, and you can't come to Oberlin without speaking with somebody from the conservatory. That's why a lot of people will come at different times, but there are students who are learning things, and we are also, besides talking with Kathy Bartlow-Strauss of the conservatory, we have Louise Zeitlin to join us, director of Oberlin Conservatory's Community Music School. Now, you're celebrating a 20th anniversary?
Yes, good morning. This is our 20th anniversary school year, and we're very excited at the Community Music School to celebrate our anniversary and to celebrate with programs for the whole community as well as our own students' music for all ages.
How did this begin as the 20 years ago? What's the history behind it?
The history is, it started actually as a very small school. We had about 40 students and four or five teachers, and it was, it grew very quickly once the school was established, and now we have close to 300 students and 25 plus teachers, and really, we are open to everybody in the community. I take the word community very seriously. So we have students, we have a baby class from ages 0 to 3, all the way up to senior citizens in their 80s, and one student who is in his upper 90s taking piano lessons. So really, we're open and welcome anyone who's interested in studying music.
What type of music and or instruments are involved in this?
We generally do classical music, although we have a little jazz going on. We don't do any electrified music, but we do pretty much all orchestral instruments, so strings, violin, viola, cello, double bass, woodwinds, flute, oboe, clarinet, brass instruments, trumpet, trombone, sax, guitar and voice lessons. And then we have a smattering of classes for our baby classes from, as I mentioned, from ages 0 to 3, a preschool class ages 3 to 5, and then classes in musicianship all the way up through high school, an electronic music class. I said that we don't do electric instruments as in electric guitar and things like that. But we do have a class where students do computer composition.
If Bruce wants to learn how to play the trombone, does he need to bring one, or do you provide those kinds of things?
We have some instruments that the committee has generously donated to our school. Trombones, we don't actually have any. Okay. But we will help
coming,
you.
Not coming then. I'm not going to show up. I'm
sorry. We will help you find a trombone.
Exactly like that, too.
Exactly.
When you are, and what's your involvement as far as you're the director, but do you do teaching? Do you play an instrument? What's your in love with this music?
Yes. So I was actually trained as a professional violist, and I played in the field for many, many years. I'm now mostly teaching and doing this administrative work, bringing the joy of music to our whole community.
When's the last time you played a viola?
Oh, no, I play every day.
Oh, okay, every day? Did we miss your opportunity to do that?
I haven't practiced yet this morning.
Next time, you bring the viola right here.
Okay, I will do.
You know, we had one of some years ago when we were in Oberlin. Peter Dominguez brought his
Bruce
big
bass.
Bass.
Yeah, that's great. That was the Milton Hinton bass.
Yeah.
To the restaurant we were in.
Right. Yep. It was great.
I
so
was there.
Next
I brought
time.
Him.
Okay.
And
yes.
Kathy's a wonderful cellist, so maybe we'll play a duet.
There you go.
Wow. This is fun. It's always nice to talk to folks from the Oberlin Conservatory. If people are looking, I mean, for this community music school, do you have a rotating set of classes? When do they sign up? How are they getting involved in
Yes,
that?
Thank you for asking. So we're actually embarking on our fall registration period. Students can actually register at any time during the school year, but it's easiest to get in and get in on our teachers' schedules in the fall. So if students are interested in looking into the Community Music School more, they can go to our school website, which is oberlin.edu/ community-music-school. Everything's on our website. They can fill out the inquiry form, which will come to me. It's a short form. It will come to me. And then I usually have an online conversation with prospective students about their interests.
Are you actually in the conservatory here in the college? Do you have a special building, or are you mixed in with the same places that some of these other folks are performing?
Right. Our community music school is based in the historic Burl King House, which is down on East College Street. It's a beautiful old house. Similar to this historical society where we are right now.
Creates interesting acoustics, I would assume.
Yeah, wonderful. Wonderful, yes.
Wow. Well, Kathy, again, thanks for coming in and bringing Louise with us. Anything else going on? Are you planning for the fall and a lot of the different performances going on?
We're so thrilled. We're going to get the artist recital series relaunched this year. So after 2 years of being completely dark and actually an interrupted spring 2020, we're going to have Rhiannon Giddens and her duo partner Francesco Teresi open the artist recital series in a special noon matinee on Tuesday, October 4th in Finney Chapel. And they do Mediterranean and African diaspora in the Americas acoustic roots music. They're the Grammy-winning duo that just won a Grammy for their album this past spring for their Calling Me Home. And Rhiannon Giddens has risen to fame because she's now the new director of Silk Road, which was founded by Yo-Yo Ma. She's taken over the helm. Remarkable Oberlin alumni that we're very proud of. Then we're going to have a historic performance string band come in playing an imaginative program called Dreams of the Wounded Musketeer. And that will be on Tuesday, November 15th at 7:30 in Warner Concert Hall. And then we're going to have Bruce Liu, who won the Chopin competition in Poland in 2021, and he'll perform a solo recital on April 30th at 2:30 in the afternoon in Finney. So we're psyched to have these remarkable artists come back to throw open the doors to our halls to invite our audiences back to campus. This is a series that's been going on since 1878.
And it's continuing and on, and all new people. There's always new musicians that you find, or other artists that have ways of expressing themselves through music.
Yeah, and we'll run the gamut from piano to roots music to, early string music.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning, Kathy Partlow-Strauss, and also Louise Zeitlin. Thank you for sharing a little bit of what the music is taking place in Oberlin.
Thanks, guys.
We've got lots more coming up as we continue our Celebrate Oberlin, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. We are from the Monroe House here in Oberlin, and coming up next, we'll talk with our friends from the Community Foundation here on WEOL. But right now, let's check a look at the news coming up.